This is TJ with KLTT Radio, and guys, we have a new church opening up in town. I got to tell you, this guy came into my church last week, and I had to bring him on to talk to you about what he's got going on. We love to see God's kingdom grow. Josh Pyland, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing good. It's so good to be here with you. Thank you for having me on. Thanks for inviting me. It's awesome to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Good News Church. Where are you at? What do you believe? All that kind of stuff. And then we'll talk a little bit about events coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we're moving in. We're a brand new church plant. I was a pastor for 6 years in Oregon at a church that when I was hired on was 200 people, and it went to 1,500 people in 2 years. And so, like, just a ton of experience in building out good culture, good teams, raising leaders. We're using all of that. So we're starting a brand new church here in Arvada. We love Arvada. A lot of people don't think about it. They're kind of like, oh, don't we have enough churches already? The reality is no. There's best, like, really, you know, generous numbers are that it's 16 to 18% churched. And I think that's a great spot to start a brand new church. That's a great spot to have a life-giving community. We believe, you know, we're charismatic in belief, so we're not holding rattlesnakes, but we definitely believe in the gifts of the Spirit. You know, we believe in the Holy Spirit moving alive and active today. We believe in passionate worship. And honestly, I think there's been a move in culture. I think the church culture for the last 30 years in America has been seeker-sensitive churches and kind of cookie-cutter churches, where if you went to a church here or in Oregon or in Texas or in Florida, you kind of got the same experience. And I think that that's changing. I think that we're heading into a more authentic, kind of true to who you are, a little more tailored church approach that's built around the people inside of it. And I'm super excited to see that. We're excited to build that at Good News Church here in Arvada. We don't have a building. I don't have a rich uncle. I don't know if you have a rich uncle, but I'm hoping to find a rich uncle. Like, I'm soliciting a rich uncle at this moment. But until we find that person, we're going to be mobile in a middle school here in North Arvada Middle School is where we're looking to meet. We're solidifying all the details with them. But we're looking to set up and tear down a school, which is actually really great for evangelism. A lot of people far from God, far from church, they don't want to, you know, they don't want to go to a spot that looks and feels like a church. Like, that's off-putting for them. They actually want to go and be a part of something that they know. And most of the people that are far from God, far from church, they know school. Like, it's a comfortable, kind of neutral ground for them. It's a great place for them to hear the gospel message.
Yeah, I agree. And Novation Church is where I go. That's where you came and spoke with us last week. And that's how we started. We started in a school, and it was before my time at the church. But the folks who were there are just, they're a close family because they went through all that. And, they get a piece of the church, which is awesome. What are you guys doing right now out in the community? Where can folks meet up with you aside from the school on Sunday? And we'll let you guys know where that school is, too, here in just a minute.
Absolutely, yeah. So there's a couple of ways to get involved with us. One, you can check out our website, goodnewschurch.us. And so that's a great place to get connected. We've got events that we host every month. There's a couple of things that we do. We have prayer gatherings. We have what are called community dinners, which you can find on our website. Community dinners are, hey, come have dinner with us. Like, come meet us. I don't think you know somebody until you see what's in their fridge. Like, what if we find out, TJ, that you use the weird mustard? Okay, like that
gross.
Might factor in whether or not I go to your church. And then the number one way, the most important thing, would be come to one of our launch parties. So we host once a month launch parties, and these are times that are fun. We rent out like a coffee shop. Our next one is on August 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. and we have free coffee, free pastries. We're going to have give away and raffle away a $50 Amazon gift card. We want to make it just a fun environment for you to meet new people, have some food, and get to hear the vision for the church way.
That's amazing. Where is that at? One more time, time, date, and place.
That's going to be August 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hunter Bay Coffee in Old Town, Arvada.
Awesome. You guys are doing it right. And that sounds super fun. I'll probably be out there too. So if you folks have a chance to do that, go ahead and go out and find Good News Church. You can find all these events at goodnewschurch.us. That's goodnewschurch.us. Josh, thanks for talking with us. Good luck to you. We're praying for you and just praying for the best.
Hey, right on, man. Thanks for having me on here. It's so good to talk to you.